Welcome to The Archivist. What follows are the extant recordings from the event designated CM001. It appears that an error has occurred. Carmichael Tape 19 has been shown to you out of sequence. Please disregard all information disclosed in Tape 19. The proper tape will be shown to you now. Loading, Carmichael Tape 2. Loading. Loading.
The moon. Born of the same celestial accident that gave life to the Earth, it sits lifeless in our orbit. A barren, craggy rock that we have imbued with mythic significance. A mysterious work of the gods, and now a mere rock. And now a gigantic stone engine which drives our very existence. Such significance is ascribed to the relative accidental nature of its existence. Fuck. 80 grand in debt, and all I can do is start crappy short stories with anecdotes about the moon. Ugh. Take the LSATs, Cash. Become a lawyer like David, Cash. Journalism is dying, Cash. Tell your parents you got fired from the paper, Cash. Maybe getting a job isn't such a bad idea, Cash. Stop telling me what to do. You're my girlfriend, not my mom, Rachel.
Dude, more driving, less raving lunatic.
Sorry, man. Do you see the moon tonight, though? It's pretty. I promise, ladies and gentlemen, this project is not a series of discount ranting monologues, but we've been afforded the unprecedented opportunity to see the species known only as David Chowdhury in the wild as he continues his madcap, motel-avoiding, recently bar-certified trip to a new habitat in the deep south.
Are you gonna be doing that all the way to Texas?
It appears our investigators have been spotted by the Chowdhury, who seems none too pleased with our presence. Hopefully he doesn't try to...
You are...
litigate!
Help me!
So, day two. David's on edge. I'm pretty sure he hasn't peed or slept in 48 hours. Mark is... fine, I think. My signing is way not good enough, and it feels weird to text when you're 2 feet away from someone. Yeah, whatever. Bigger things to focus on. I heard on the radio that there's been some crazy, like, anti-government religious militia thing in Kansas. Maybe we'll get caught, and this will really get interesting. Hey, Mark. Do you need something? Dude, don't whiz and text and talk to me and... You know what? I'm gonna go back to the... The hell was that? Hey, Dave! David! Chowdhury! Did you feel that... Shit. Let's go. Let's go.
Because that's impossible! This is the middle of BF fucking nowhere in Illinois, which pretty historically isn't known for... Jesus, Cash, stop with that!
I want this on record so when we confirm there was an earthquake, I can rub it in your face!
Dude, enough!
You can't hide from the truth forever!
Hey, Mark! Did you hear this earthquake Cash is talking about? Oh, wait.
Dude.
My bad, Marky Mark. No oblo...
Shit!
What the fuck? Fuck, man!
Whoa! Whoa! Ah. Enough! Both of you! Jesus!
He started it! Yeah, genius, I can see their car.
You think they felt it?
Well, I guess we're waiting around to find out. Oh, let Helen Keller know he's riding with his sister the rest of the way. Dickhead.
Look, I'm sorry he sucks, but... He really does mean well. Yeah, he's amped.
I thought our fearless fleeter would have been halfway through Oklahoma by now. Truck okay?
Nah, we're good. The revolution was short, but we won ourselves a bathroom break.
Congrats on the coup.
Do you guys feel it?
Feel what?
What? Earthquake?
We were out in the field and the ground just started shaking.
I got a master's in geophysics, moron. I'm familiar with the concept of earthquakes.
You got a master's in geophysics.
You guys honestly think you felt an earthquake?
There hasn't been an active fault line in these parts since the 80s at least.
But there have been reports all over the country. My dad said he even felt one in Madison. It has to do with fracking or something, right?
Unsubstantiated rumors. I've been at the lab all week, quiet as church mice. If people felt something, it wasn't geological.
Guys, let's go! Got maybe 5 hours before I crash!
Hey, we're doing great, David. Thanks for asking.
Well, we felt something.
Listen, I'm not calling you boys liars. It just doesn't make any sense.
Hey, look, I'm sorry, but we need to wrap this up. I have to be in Texas in 24 hours, and the more time we waste here, the further away that gets.
Come on, we're stretching our legs and unpacking Cash's delusional...
Hey, come on.
Sorry. Highly unlikely earthquake. And shit, Davey, what happened to your face?
Your brother doesn't have a sense of humor.
Nah, 4 hours of that and I'd want to hit you too.
Hey, this is my trip, alright? I didn't invite you or him. This wasn't supposed to be the Oregon fucking trail.
Shit.
See?
That was an earthquake.
See?
You're very smart, sweetie.
Plate tectonics, cool. Can we go?
I'm gonna call the lab real quick and see if they've got data on this. How do I have no bars? I pay $100 a month for this shit.
Seriously?
I'll be right back. I'm gonna see if there's better reception down the ridge there. Hang tight.
Where is she going?
We're making time, dude. Relax.
Feeling right?
Red Bull and amphetamines. He'll crash in an hour or so.
Can you put the recorder down, please?
Come on, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but... I don't like it.
Yeah. Sure. Are you mad?
No. Hey, do you see Nancy anywhere?
Rachel!
Nancy! Hoo-wee! Christ! Y'all see that?
You all right?
Better than all right. It's a damn statistical impossibility.
A what now?
A meteor, right?
Not necessarily. Maybe? Did you see where it came from? No, because it didn't!
Didn't?
Come from anywhere!
What the fuck did we just witness?
It just appeared out of nowhere!
Huh?
Wild, right? Guys, we've got to check out the site. Please? Davey, I promise we'll get you to work on time, but this could be... I mean, this is unprecedented! I could get published!
Come on, David.
Pretty please.
It's a democracy all of a sudden.
Yes! Thank you.
I'll be taking pictures of the damage to my truck. Fucking alien hunter motherfuckers.
All right, Mark, Nancy, and I will check it out if you boys want to start cleaning some of the broken glass.
What? Mark can go, but I can't? Why?
Because Mark is the only one that brought a gun.
What? Jesus! Why can't I come with you?
Well, David's gonna need help cleaning the glass out of cars, and I don't want to.
Fine. No, but why does your brother have a gun?
In case?
In case of what?
In case.
Shit. I really don't mean to be annoying or anything, it's just...
Yeah, for the novel or whatever. Do you think?
You know we're gonna get you to Texas in time, right?
Okay. I don't have to be there till Monday. I just don't want to pull in on Monday.
I know, but...
Yeah. Delayed in order to investigate unprecedented geological discoveries for the good of mankind. Or whatever. I roll. Top that, Kerouac. So, narrate some shit or whatever.
Okay. day two still? Same as before? A seismic event occurred in the southern... Well, I don't know what to say, man. It's... Okay, alright. There was an earthquake, and then a meteor, or a rock, or something just sort of appeared a ways up the road? Caused the earthquake, maybe? Nancy scared the shit out of all of us, but we're all fine. Mark apparently had a gun this whole time, which is unsettling. So we're coming up on a big pile of rubble? Would you call this rubble?
It's your words, dude.
There's Rachel and Mark standing on the... It's like hot asphalt and a staircase of debris and dirt.
Poetry.
Shut up.
Nancy'd have the term for it. And, dude, if I weren't moving, I'd have a term for...
Call the rim of the crater!
Holy shit!
Ray?
Hey, fellas.
Where's your friend with the alarmingly good hearing?
Uh-huh. The girl with the rack you can't stop staring at?
It's not...
She's about to take a sample of the definitely not a meteor.
No shit.
Cool, right?
Does anyone else get kind of a vibe from this place?
She knows what she's doing.
What's that, like, 40 feet down?
Ish. Wanna go ask her?
At that speed, wouldn't the crater be bigger? Like, we didn't even see it fly overhead, so should we be dead?
The physicist is unavailable for questioning.
This thing isn't radiating heat at all. It's just like, it's here now, and... Oh, hey guys, I'm just about to get a sample!
You rock, rock lady!
Yeah, get it! Or whatever.
Be careful!
Are you...
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I can turn it off.
It's fine. Nancy, how's it going down there?
She's not moving.
Of course she is. Look at her.
Is she frozen?
Hey, Nance. Status report. Nancy?
Should we head down there?
I'll check it out.
Me too.
I got it. Hey, you okay, Miss Wilder? Nancy? Nancy, I swear to God, if you don't cut this shit out now...
Shit. Hey, Ray?
Nancy?
The fuck?
Where'd she go?
She's gone. Where did she go? Where did she...
Rachel! Get out of there!
Nancy! No! Where is she? This doesn't happen! Stop playing games, you hate us all!
Day two. Still. Long day two. We're back on the road. David's asleep. Mark's with Rachel. I'm alone in a broken car. And all of the radio stations are dead. Maybe that's appropriate. I don't know. Nancy disappeared. I don't know what happened, or even if she's dead, or what that meteor rock thing is. Nancy said it wasn't radiating heat, so it couldn't have been a meteor, right? I don't know. I saw it happen, I think. It looked like... You know when a swimmer breaks out of the water? Like it was coming from inside the sky, which probably just means I didn't see anything. It's just, I've got like zero bars, so we can't even tell anyone about it. I mean, what do you even say? Sorry, Mr. Wilder, but your daughter disappeared into thin air. No, really, we're not murderers, we promise. So we're gonna keep going. There's a crossroads not too far from here. Probably a town there or something. See what they know. David's asleep, finally. Rachel and Mark are behind us in Nancy's car. The windows are gone, so I can't even keep the stupid wind out of the mic. I don't know what else to say. So...
You have completed part one of a 10-part series. For more information regarding the event designated CM001, please visit archivistshow.com or find us on social media at archivistshow. Loading show credits. Loading. Loading.
The voice of Cash was Brad Jenkins. The voice of David was Venk Petula. The voice of Rachel was Elise Castillo, and the voice of Nancy was Emily Kincaid. The Archivist was written and directed by Jeffrey Cheney and produced by Small Cabal. Our editor is Elise Castillo. Our casting directors are Dixie Dougherty Casting. We recorded at the Actors Collective Studio in North Hollywood, California. Music featured in this episode was by Zach Violet and Dr. Deathcrush. Check out their music at zachviolet.bandcamp.com or go to drdeathcrush.bandcamp.com.